Okay.
Oh, Heavenly Father, Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for everything that you do, dear God.
是的，亲爱的天父，我们感谢你今天早上，我们也更感谢你所做的一切。
And we thank you for making a way for us today.
是的，谢谢你为我们开路。
That we're here with you, O Lord.
我们与你同在。
We thank you for blessing us to join back together with our family.
主啊，谢谢你祝福我们，让我们可以跟我们的家人再次的聚在一起。 在线上，
we're just so thankful and so.
主啊，我们何等的感恩！
And now we ask you, Lord, we ask that you just have your way this morning.
是的，亲爱的天父，求你今早来掌管我们的会。
We ask that your blessing be upon your people.
掌管我们的课程，掌管你的子民。
Oh, Father, we ask that you move in them.
亲爱的天父，求你运行在我们当中。
Comfort them, dear God.
安慰跟鼓励我们，建造我们。
And Father, we just thank you again for all that you do.
是的，天父，我们再一次来感谢你所做的一切。
Now, Father, bless them, dear God.
天父，求你祝福我们。
Touch their hearts, O Lord.
祝福我们弟兄姐妹们，主啊，祝福他们的心，祝福他们的灵。
Oh, Father, let them understand what is given to them today.
是的，主啊，允许他们可以吸收进去你今天要给他们的信息。
We pray that in the name of your Son.
我们向要求奉至高者。
The Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣基督的名，我们要求。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So today.
所以今天。
I was thinking.
我在想。
You know, life is about asking questions.
生命嘛，就是有关，就是我们有很多问号在问，要问。
Amen. So I want you to say that to each other right now.
So
life is about asking questions. Say it into your own spirit right now.
对，然后你跟身边讲说，生命嘛，就是问了一些问题。
Amen. Amen. And you know what it means? It means that we have to be prepared.
那这个就是我们需要做装备。
We have to be able to just understand what God has for us.
我们真的要了解神就是要给我们的是什么。
Understand what God wants to do in our lives.
那在我们的生命里了解神要我们来做什么事。
And when we think about that,
那每当我们想到,
then it brings a certain amount of peace to us.
那会带给我们一些就是平安。
I want to just say, Lord, thank you.
那我要来先唱这首歌一下，就是主啊，我感谢你。
Lord, I thank you.
主啊，我感谢你。
And I give you the praise and the glory.
主啊，我给你所有的赞美跟荣耀。
Amen.
Amen.
Father, I want you to move into their hearts right now.
天父，我求你现在就是你的灵运行在当中。
Let them realize the love that you have for them.
主啊，允许他们知道你是何等的爱他们。
And I thank you, Lord.
主啊，我感谢你。
Touch their hearts right now.
主啊，求你触摸他们的心。
I pray that you do that, dear God.
我这样要求你。
In Jesus' name.
主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
是多么奇妙，他所给我的爱，我无法解释。
些许。我只知道我曾失色，竟被寻回，曾下眼睛却看见没得我想的这一切，就这白雪奇妙
It's so good.
奇妙的爱，
谢谢你，谢谢。
奇妙的爱，我只知道我在失散，竟被寻回，曾下眼睛却看见，你让我想到这一切。
长得他说
他所做一切
是多么奇妙，
是多么奇妙，所给我的爱我无法解释。
配得我们的
赞美。
Oh, Father, we just thank you.
天父，我们感谢你，我们赞美你。
We thank you for who you are. Yes, we do.
我们感谢你，你的伟大，你的所在。
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
主耶稣基督，我们感谢你。
Amen. So we must think about some things here.
所以我们必须要想些事。
We must think about asking the right question.
我们要问对的问题。
The scripture I'm going to talk about is Psalm 137.
我今天要讲的经文是诗篇137篇。
Amen. And so I need to tell you a little bit about this Psalm 137.
我要来跟你分享一下有关这个诗篇。
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so in this Psalm, would you believe that we don't know who wrote it?
注意一下，在这个诗篇137，我们并不知道是谁写的。
Yeah.We don't know the author's name.
我们也不知道这个作者是谁。
We probably never ever will know his name.
那可能就是永远不知道。
But there's no doubt that when he composed this, he was in exile.
可是我们知道，当他在写这个，他在表达这个137的时候，他是被掳的。
He was in exile to Babylon.
对，他是被巴比伦掳带走的。
Amen.And he had witnessed and shared all the sufferings that the exiles had faced.
所以他也在讲，他也在讲，就是说这个以色列人被掳的时候，被巴比伦对着做多么痛苦。他在表达。
He remembered all the wrongs that were done.
所以他也记得，就是说在这个当中，这个过程当中是多么多么。
So it was vivid in his mind. This attack.
就是在他的头脑里面很清楚，是在这个过程当中多么痛苦。
That was on Jerusalem.
就是在以色列。在以色列当那个巴比伦侵入的时候
，So now he's not at Jerusalem.
所以他现在人不在以色列。
He's in a foreign land.
不是在耶路撒冷，他现在在一个陌生的国家。
And it's difficult for him to sing songs of joy.
所以在这个陌生的国家，他是被掳的，所以叫他唱出喜乐的歌，真的是很困难。
So when his captors tell him to sing this kind of a song,
所以这是巴比伦这些人说要他来唱这些敬拜歌、喜乐歌。
We find that his mind settles on Jerusalem and what he's lost.
那我们有发现，就是他的意念嘛，专注在耶路撒冷他所失去的多少。
Maybe your mind is settling on what you lost.
所以有时候我们坐的位置，我们虽然坐在这个位置，可是我们的思想一直想到家乡，我们失去了些什么东西。
What maybe you didn't appreciate when you had it.
就是当时你有的时候，你没有好好的珍惜。
Like sometimes I think about my mother and I say,Wow, I wish she was here.
就是有时候牧师会想到他的妈妈，就说啊，我真希望她在这里。
I just took her for granted. Oh, mom's always going to be there.
就是好像理所当然似的，妈妈在的时候就好像理所当然似，就说哇，她永远都会在。
But when I think about it, it's difficult just to sing songs of joy unless I have to focus on Jesus.
所以他想到的时候，就是想到妈妈的时候，就是很难去敬拜，所以他就要去他的思念就要专注在耶稣里。
Okay, so now
才有办法敬拜。
I want you to read this Psalm 137, verse 1.
好，那我们大家一起来念137章一节好吗？
一起来。
有没有经节可以看？我们曾在。
Okay.We'll read it. So
Amen. 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 Okay.
Now, the thing that I want you to notice in that particular verse, it says that we sat down.
So, 注意在这个经文，他说我们坐下。
It said that we wept.
我们坐在河边，我们在河边坐下，然后追想。就哭了，追想就哭了。
And it says that we remembered.
然后追想就哭，他说追想的时候就哭了。
Okay, read verse 2.
好，我们来看第二节。
一起来。
我们
把心挂在你的救赎上。
Okay, 对，所以说我们把心挂在柳树上。
Amen, amen, amen.And so I want you to remember this, that they hung their harps up on the willows.
所以所注意到一下，他们把这个琴挂在柳树上。
Amen. Let's go to verse 3.
我们来看第三节。因为
在那里主约我们的，要我们唱歌，降罗我们的，要我们做的，给我们唱颂歌的。
你看，他说奴我们的要我们唱歌。
To sing a song in a situation that they're in.
他说在那个状况里面，他们怎么唱呢
？Number four tells you how they respond.
唱西安的歌，然后第四节，你听听看他们怎么样回应。
一起来。 And then they start thinking about and appreciating home and that how it has to be very special to them. They have to feel it in their hearts. They don't want to lose the taste of Jerusalem.
所以他们刚就想到这个时候就想说想到他们不要失去这个在耶路撒冷里面的景象，他们那个时候的景象，他们不要失去那个景象。
So read verse 5.
好，我们来看第五节。
耶路撒冷啊，我若忘记你，情愿我的右手忘记技巧。阿门。阿门。
Okay, so now read verse 6.
我们来看第六节。我若不纪念你，我不看耶路撒冷，或与我所喜乐的，情愿我的舌头贴于上膛。Amen.
And so we find that when we think about King David.
所以当你看了这个经节的时候，我们就想到，就是说，发现这个大卫王。He
could surely understand how they felt.
所以大卫王嘛，真的可以给同感他们的心灵是这种这样子的心灵。He
could tell us how we should feel in our heart.
那他也可以感受到我们的心灵是怎么样。He's
telling us to examine our lives.
所以大卫王就是用这一句经文说，我们要去就是去。 去查验我们的自己的生命
Examine our thinking
然后查验我们自己的心思
Examine our hearts
然后查验我们的意念
So look at Psalm 139:23-24
好，我们来看诗篇139:23-24节
一起来神啊
看到没有 139:23-24 说神啊 求你鉴察我
Amen. And so David is earnestly saying, search me.
所以大卫嘛，他就是很诚实的说寻找我。
And he's asking God to search him thoroughly.
他就要求神就是真正的来寻找他。
Amen.
Amen.
And when he's asking him to search him thoroughly,
那当他要求神就是检查他的心,
he said, know my heart.
他说, 知道我的心思,
test me.
他说, 试验我, 这是那个大卫王这样要求神。
He said, know about my anxious thoughts.
然后也知道就是试验我知道我的意念。
All of us have some anxious thoughts.
然后知道我的意念, 我们大家都有心思意念。
Even though God tells us be anxious about nothing.
即便神嘛, 就是叫我们不要焦急任何事, 可是我们的意念里面多多少会有焦急。
He said, see if there's any offensive way inside of me.
他说, 看在我里面有什么恶行没有。
Anything that inside of me that is hurtful to other people.
就是我的里面，我的心思意念里面，要是有一些恶行会伤害人的，鉴察我。
Anything that's wicked.
里面要是有任何的恶行。
He said, "Lord, lead me to the everlasting way."
然后他说，引导主啊，主啊，引导我走永生的道路。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So he's asking God to search his heart.
所以大卫王要求神鉴察他的心。
And if we want to do that,
那我们也应该这么做。
It's really a thought of a process.
然后这个就是一个过程，成长的过程。
Lord, help me to ask the right question.
就是成长的过程当中，我们要懂得要求神说：“主啊，帮助我问对的问题。”
That's where we should start.
那这个就是一个开始，我们的生命要问对的问题。
You need to get inside of you.
你必须要进入你自己，然后认知你自己。
You can always say, "I don't want to look inside because I'm good enough."
你可以常常说，哦，我够好了，我不用去检查我自己。
But can you honestly go inside?
可是你真的可以诚实的来对你自己一个真正的认识。
Ask the Lord to reveal things about
yourself. 然后要求神显示你内在的心思意念，显示给你，那你里面有没有任何的说恶行？
Okay, and so what I want you to say right now is say, ask the right question.
那请大家一起说问对的问题。
Amen.
要问对的问题。
So really what you're saying is, Lord, help me to ask the right question.
其实你当你讲说问对的问题, 你在跟神讲说, 主啊帮助我问对的问题。
So that means that you have to look into your motive.
那我们要是要问对的问题, 我们必须要进入看看我们的动机。
Your motive is something that causes you to act a certain way.
那我们的动机嘛, 会造成我们有一些行动出来。
It's something that happens that causes you to do certain things.
所以这个动机嘛, 会造成我们做一些事情。
It's the actions that you take to to reach a certain goal.
那因这个动机嘛，你就有一些行为去来成就一些目标。
Then the other part is your ambition.
然后另外一点就是你的那个热情。
That's your desire to achieve something.
你的热情嘛，就是要来成就一些事情。
Your desire to be distinct from everybody else by accomplishing something.
就是你这个热情热心嘛，就是急着要来成就一些事。
You might be seeking power.
你说不定这个热心嘛，可能这个热心可能要来追求一些权柄或力量
，maybe honor，
或是被尊重
，maybe fame，
甚至于有名誉追求自己的名誉
，maybe wealth，
甚至于就是经济
，or it could be something as godly as you just desire to work or to have some activity in your life that is godly。
或许你的动机就是你的那个渴慕就是要来做一些属神讨神喜悦的，就是要来做一些在这个神职人员所做的事。
Godly things are good things.
就是其实做这些神职人员所做的一些传教也是非常好的事。
You have to begin somewhere here.
可是你必须要有一个开始。
You have to ask yourself.
所以你必须要问自己。
Why did I do this thing?
我为什么要做这事？
Was I trying to accomplish something?
我是想要来成就一些什么吗？
And so from this question, there's a process, and you will discover things.
所以从这个问题当中，你就会发现，就是这个旅程进行当中，你会发觉到一些东西出来。
So you have a questioning process.
所以首先你就来问一些对的问题。
And through that, you can discover your strengths and your weaknesses.
那透过这些问对的问题的时候，你就会开始看到发掘一些你以前从来没有发掘到。
Do you have a strong heart?
你的心是够强吗？
Do you have a strong mind?
你的意念是够强吗？
Or do you have a weak one?
或是你的意念是软弱的？
And you begin to learn about yourself.
你也开始学习对你自己的认识。
And hopefully this will lead you to work on that weakness.
那希望嘛，对你自己的认识也可以帮助你去处理一些软弱的地方。
It leads you to ask for grace.
也会帮助你，就是说，你问对的问题会帮助你，就是去经历需要期待神的恩典。
You're asking God to use your strength in the kingdom.
你甚至要求神使用你的力量在神的国度里面被使用。
I want you to think with me about this atmosphere that we find filling the air.
I'm sorry.
I want you to think with me about the atmosphere that is with the Israelites.
Okay.所以牧师说，我要你去想一想，就是这个以色列人被掳了，被巴比伦去掳了，那他们这个情况，那个景况是多么可怕，你想想看这个景况。所以你稍微去 把你这个思想，就是去眼睛闭起来，去经历他们的景况，被掳，他们就是国家就是失败了，那被掳了，所以他这个景况是多么痛苦无奈。
So I'm asking you to think about how they feelWhile they were by the river.
所以你想想看，他们坐在河边的时候，他们的心境是怎么样？
They were a prisoner of war.
他们就是被掳啊，被抓。
They were slaves, and these slaves were to build the Babylon kingdom.
那他们被抓起来，要带进去巴比伦，建立巴比伦的王国。
They had to build up a kingdom that just destroyed their home.
那这个王国嘛，这个巴比伦王国刚毁灭以色列那个耶路撒冷的国。
And it was a very sad situation.
那这个是一个很惨、很悲哀的状况。
So we know they were by the river.
那我们也看到他们现在坐在河边。
And I told you in verse 1 it says we sat down.
那在河边嘛，他们就是坐下，在河边坐下。
They were not rejoicing.
他们在巴比伦的河边坐下，然后一点都不喜乐。
They were not even to do their daily tasks that they normally did in Jerusalem.
他们甚至就是无法去做他们在耶路撒冷所做每天要做的事情，无法去做。
They were just sitting.
他们就坐在河边。
The enthusiasm was gone.
他们的兴奋，他们的那个渴慕也都没有了。
The next thing we read in that verse it said, we wept.
然后第二点，你看看他这样讲说，我们哭了，一追想到锡安就哭了，追想到锡安。
Their minds were drifting back toward the thoughts of their home.
坐在河边的时候就想到他们的家乡。
They remembered Jerusalem.
他们想到家乡耶路撒冷的家乡。
They began to cry.
他们就开始哭了。
Amen. And then it says we hanged our harps upon the willow.
然后第二节他说什么？他说我们把琴挂在哪里？挂在柳树上。
These harps were instruments of praise.
然后这个琴吗？就是他们在敬拜赞美，每天在使用的敬拜赞美的琴。
And they were still with them.
那这个琴还在他们身边。
But they could find no reason to pray.
可是他们知道，就是在他们的境况里面，他们没有理由要来弹琴。
Yet they did not throw away these harps.
可是奇妙的是，他们并没有把这个琴丢掉。
Because deep in their heart,
因为在他们心深之处
，they still had an intention to someday use them again.
他们还是渴慕有一天会用到这个琴。
Their hearts were heavy.
他们的，即便他们的心是很沉重。
When Solomon declared that in Proverbs 25:20,
那我们来看看他们的心带在箴言二十五章二十节，这个所罗门怎么样的来说
？Amen.
当他有这个心境的时候
，Amen. He's talking about. He's saying it's like vinegar on soda.
他说这个心境就如对，他说我们一起来念对伤心的人唱歌。
He says it's a reactive process.
就是这个箴言吗？就是一个
You become a mixture.That is useless.
就是对这个箴言在讲，就是说你就是在过程中，你好像很无奈，好像很没有用似的。
I want you to read the scripture for me.
那请大家帮我念这个经文一下。
Amen. 一起来。
对伤心的人，
对伤心的人唱歌，
就如
感觉
多音，就如Amen. Amen.And so at this particular point, they're feeling very useless.
所以你可以想象这一群这以色列人从耶路撒冷被带走了，他们坐在河边。你可以想象他们要唱歌的话唱不出来。
Amen. The atmosphere around the camp is depressing.
就是他们的环境，他们的周遭是非常非常使人家沮丧。
Sitting around crying.
就是坐在河边哭了
，moaning, oh poor me.
啊，就是觉得自己蛮可怜的。
Look what's happened to me.
哦，看看我的生命怎么会变成这样子。
You ever found yourself there?
那有时候你有没有发现你自己也是这样子
？Even music could not cheer you up.
即便连音乐就无法启动你。
But we can learn.
可是我们可以学习。
We can learn.
我们可以学习。
Take a long look at this Israelite situation.
看看，注意观察一下以色列人他们的状况。这个从耶路撒冷被掳。
So we're going to stop for a moment.
所以我们要来停下来。
Because I need for you to close your eyes.
我需要你们眼睛闭起来。
Because I need you to imagine the scene.
我们要去想想看这个景象，以色列人被掳，就是从那个耶路撒冷被掳出来那个景象，想想看。
Yeah, go ahead now.I'm going to wait for you.
我等你们，就是大家来想一下。
Close your eyes.
就是眼睛闭起来，想想看。
You're thinking about being by that river.
所以想想看，坐在河边坐下，虽想锡安就哭了，虽想。
You feel misplaced.
就好像自己好像很无奈的位置里。
And now I want you to take a moment and think about your life.
然后就现在也想到你自己的生命。
Have you ever had a similar situation?
你有没有像有这样子的状况下
？Maybe you've been captive to do something that you could not change.
说不定你也是就是在一个位置里，就是你自己是无法改变的。
Could have been alcoholism.
说不定是酗酒的问题。
It could have been drugs.
说不定是酗毒的问题。
It could be your personality.
说不定是你自己的情绪的问题。
It could be.The evil that you do toward other people,
甚至于说不定有时候就是之前就是冒犯人，就是得罪人的一些问题。
Or it could just be the wrong thinking in your mind.
那这说不定是因为你的意念里面是没有就是不好的意念。
You may have found yourself in a situation where tears are constantly flowing down.
就是你说不定有时候发现到你自己也是像这样子，像这些以色列一样坐在河边流泪。
And if you can praise, it's not really from your heart.
那你要是在这个时候可以还是赞美。
He's just saying, 奇妙的爱。
你这个时候就开始在唱说奇妙的爱。
奇妙的爱。
奇妙的爱。
It's not coming from your heart.
这个奇妙的爱，而不是来自于你的心。
So we've all experienced emotions.
可是有时候我们就会经历到这些情感的一些那个混淆。
You must have a passion.
我们一定要有这个热情。
Anyone who has a passion，
任何人有这个热情。
It could be for ministry， it could be for the children。
就是这个热情，就是渴慕，比如说是你的事工，或是你的孩子，或是你的家人，你有这个热情要回到那个位置。
It could be for a godly cause，
说不定有感受到神的呼召。
Sometimes we feel as if everything has just been stripped away from us。
所以有时候嘛，就是发现我们的生命什么东西都被挪走了。
We begin to lose hope。
我们可能就是失去盼望。
We begin to lose hope。
我们失去盼望。
You see, that's a dangerous situation when you lose hope。
那失去盼望，失去盼望，这是一个很危险的东西。
In these times, as even Christian leaders，
即便就是在这个时候，基督教的领导们
，We have to begin to ask ourselves questions。
我们即便是宗教领导们、牧者们，我们开始要问我们自己一些问题。
So I keep saying this: ask the right question。
我为什么一直说要问对的问题
？So what is it? What are these the right questions？
什么叫做问对的问题
？I don't get it. What are the right questions？
我听不懂什么叫做问对的问题。
There are three of them。
那有一个三个方式，你三个问对的问题。
And I want you to write it down。
那请你们写下来。
Number one。
第一个。
Do I still have my dream？
我还有这个梦想吗？我还有梦想吗
？Do I still have my dream？
你要写下来，我还有梦想吗
？Amen。Number two。
这是要问对的问题。第二个问题。
Do I still have my passion？
我还有这个热情吗
？My passion，
我的热情，热心热情。
And number three，
第三
，Do I still have my praise？
我还有这个赞美吗？我还可以赞美吗
？I still have my praise。
我还可以赞美吗
？Let's investigate those for a
moment。那我们来调查一下这三样。
The first one， Do I still have my dream？
那第一点就是我还有我的梦想吗
？It's just like Joseph。Who is Jacob's youngest son, or next to youngest son, we all have been given a dream.
就如雅各的小儿子，就是最后的小，就像约瑟一样，我们大家，约瑟有梦想，我们大家都有梦想。
That means that God has delivered into your spirit a purpose.
那这个梦想嘛，就是神嘛，在你的灵里面是有目的的，他让你，他把这个梦想安在你的心里。
You are aware of it.
那你也知道你有这个，曾经有这个梦想。
You think about it.
那你要去想。想你曾经有这个梦想过。
For every godly leader, there has been a dream.
每一个宗教的领导，他们都有梦想过。
You might be dreaming of building a Sunday school class.
所以说，宗教领导可能在梦想说，有一天我要来建立一个儿组。
You might be dreaming of beginning a ministry.
说不定这一个事工的开始。
Maybe you're developing an idea or an invention.
说不定你要去发明，就是你的梦想是要发明一个东西在你的梦想里面。
Or maybe you just want to raise children who will serve God.
说不定你要梦想就是有个孩子来服侍神的孩子，敬畏神的孩子。
But everything begins with a dream.
可是每一样事情起发就是有你就是因为你有梦想。
Do you still have yours?
那你还有你的梦想吗？或是你不知道你有没有梦想
？We learn from here that these Israelites they still had their dream.
在这个经文里面137章里面，我们看到这以色列的他们还拥有他们的梦想，
read,
他们还在想。
Read 137:5 again.
我们来看137章第五节，一起来，耶路撒冷啊
！Hallelujah.
有没有看到137章第五节？所以耶路撒冷啊，我若忘记你，情愿我的右手忘记技巧。
So as you face these problems and the disasters of life，
那就是在生命里面你碰到一些问题跟一些沮丧，一些
whatever you're going through，
惨剧，就不管你经历到什么，
you must keep your dream alive，
你必须让你的梦想继续活着。
Even though Israel was a captive in Babylon，
即便以色列人被巴比伦抓走了，
they began to dream，
他们开始回到梦想，
and they were dreaming of one day I'm going to go back home，
他们开始梦想说有一天我要回到我的家乡。
And every brutal day of captivity they continued to dream，
每一天他们在巴比伦殴打被欺负的时候，他们还继续就是这个梦想。
They were dreaming of seeing the city of God again，
他们就是想到就是常去梦想神的城市。
Every time they had to bear the whip that went across their backs，
每次他们被殴打的时候就想到 他们的家乡的城市。
They dreamed of going home.
就想到每当他们殴打，就是忍受这些殴打，就是想到要回家。
So they could survive the cruelty of Babylon.
那因他们有这个梦想回家，回到他们的美丽的家乡，就会鼓励他们的生命要那个扭曲的道路要纠正。
Because they had a dream.
因为他们有这个梦想
，a dream of Jerusalem，
梦想这个耶路撒冷，他们要回到耶路撒冷。
But what is it that keeps your dream in the forefront of your mind？
那你我的生命是你我的生命的梦想又是什么？可以帮助你激动你的是什么？激动你的梦想是什么
？It is passion。
那就是要你有这个热心热情。
Amen. So this passion is the foundation of seeing dreams become a reality.
那这个热心热情吗？可以帮助你看你的梦想，就是可以实现。
So if your dream is dying,
那你的梦想要是死了
，you need to ask yourself another question.
你需要问你自己一个问题。
Do I still have my passion?
我还有这个热心热情吗
？Think about that.
想一想看。
Moses was a man of passion.
摩西嘛，他就是一个很热心跟热情的人。
He had a passion of leading the people out of captivity into freedom.
摩西嘛，有这个热心帮助这个以色列人，就是脱离，然后离开那个埃及，给他们得自由。他就是看到他自己可以去成就，这是他梦想。
Because of that passion,
那因为他有这个热心热情
，He got to see a dry floor.
他就见证到旱地。
In the water,
在这个大海里面，在这个红海里面
，He walked across the
见证的旱地
，the Red Sea，
因为他进入那个红海
，Amen. And it said the ground was dry.
那个红海开的
，It didn't say it was mud.
里面他开的时候，那个红海神把红海开的时候，里面不是泥土地，而是一个旱地。
God doesn't do things partially in your life.
神在你的生命不是只做一小部分。
He completes things in your life.
当他在做，他在你的生命动工，他是完成事情的。
When he was in the desert.
当摩西在旷野地。
He found water in the desert.
即便在旷野里，他在旷野里也找到水。
You know what that's telling you?
这在跟我们说什么
？That when God puts a dream in your spirit.
当神把一个梦想放在你的灵里。
He will give you the passion to see it through.
他会给你这个热心跟热情去成就你的梦想。
Amen. Let's go back to that verse 1:137.
我们再回去看这个137章第一节。
So we'll read that real quick.
我们再看一下，我们曾在巴比伦的河边坐下，追想锡安就哭了。
Amen.So the writer of this text, which is one of these exiles,
所以那这一个写作者嘛，写这个诗篇，这个他也是其中一个被抓去的。
He's looking around at a group of people.
所以他看他周遭的人。
They're weeping because they're living in Babylon.
他就想到他们这些人也哭了，因为他们想到他们坐在巴比伦，想到锡安就哭了，就很无奈。
They're not fulfilling.The plan that God has placed in their heart.
他们没有完成神感动他们的，要他们成就的事，他们没有完成。
God placed in their hearts that they should be living in Jerusalem.
神安置他们的梦想是他们要活在耶路撒冷里。
This writer is struggling. He said, "I should be in that city." God said.
所以这一个写者嘛，他就是很挣扎。我的梦想，我应该是坐在耶路撒冷，怎么会坐在巴比伦
？What's going to make you stand up to take notice as to where you are?
那什么样的力量要帮助你站起来，知道你的梦想在什么地方
？What gets you up in the morning?
那每天早上是什么样的力量激发你、激动你起来
？That dream that God gave you.
这个梦想就是神要给你的这个梦想。
It's going to require your passion to see it through.
这个梦想要来成就，要来实现，就是要看到你自己的热心跟热情有没有活起来。
Dreams don't just happen.
梦想不会自然自己成就
的。They just don't come to pass.
它不会自然就这样过去了。
It takes work.
就是要有行动出来。
And people who have a dream, maybe to be rich.
那有人就是有梦想，梦想可能要花大财。
They have a passion to work and to plan.
那因他们有梦想要花大财，他们也有这个热心去计划。
People that have a passion to own their own business.
啊，甚至有些人嘛，就是想要做自己的生意，梦想做自己的生意，他们也会有这个热心跟这个热情去
dream of your
去有一些逼着他们把行动把行出来。
You have a passion to be the best.
那你就是有这个热心，就是要来做最好的。
Amen. People who have a dream to build a healthy body.
人们吗就是有这个也是有这个梦想想要建立一个很好的身材
they have a,
或是身体健康
They have a passion for nutrition
就是他们就是因为有这个梦想想要有一个健康身体所以他们就有一个热心就是要 去追求去找这一些健康 物品
A passion for exercise
或是甚至有这个热心就是要来做运动
So people who have a dream to build a godly home.
那甚至于人们吗？有些人有个梦想，要来建立一个属神的家庭的美满的家庭。
They have a passion for prayer.
那他们就会有一个热心要来祷告。
They have a passion for study.
就有一个热心要来考察经文。
So let me tell you this morning.
然后今天早上，让我再次来跟你讲。
The best way to make your dreams come true.
最好的方式实现你的梦想。
Is to wake up.
就是要醒来。
Passion begins when you wake up.
就是热心吗？热心热情就是从你醒来警醒醒来的时候
Passion begins.
你的热心就被启发出来
Passion begins when you realize that there is a greater purpose for your life.
然后热心吗？就是发现你的生命吗？就是还有更大、更多、更大的那个事情要来成就
Your passion begins when you come to the understanding that God has placed you.
你的热心开始就是看到神在你的生命里面有大计划。
Where you need to be right now.
那这个大计划就是已经把这个位置已经给你定好的计划的位置。
So that he can place his hand.
所以你的热心要迫不及的赶快达到那个位置。
On you.
你就要知道神要来成就在你的生命。
Not only place his hand on you.
神的手也要安置在你的你当你有这个热心神的手也要按在你的手里。
But to fill your spirit.
按在你的心里来提升你的心提升你的灵。
He's giving you the gift to accomplish the dream.
他给你这个恩赐就是要来成就你的梦想。
This dream that you have in your heart.
这个梦想在你的心思意念里面的梦想。
So now you begin to ask the question, say, what fuels my passion?
那你开始问这个问题是什么东西要使我这个热心热情可以启发起来
What fuels your passion?
那什么东西会激发你的热心跟热情呢
It would be your praise.
那这是你的赞美啊
So you have to ask yourself.
所以你得问你自己
Do I still have my praise?
我还有赞美在我的口中吗
Do I still have my praise?
我还有赞美在我的口里吗
Paul and Silas were in a prison.
保罗跟希拉他们被关在监狱里的时候
On their back they had a mass of sores that were still bleeding.
即便他们的背被殴打可是他们还是有梦想
The hands and their feet were shackled.
他们的手跟脚被扣起来了
And they began to pray.
可是他们就开始赞美神
Do you hear me? I said they began to pray.
你有没有听到他们开始赞美神
And when they began to pray,
当他们开始赞美神
you see, there was an uplifting.
他们的心就被激发起来了
And after they prayed,
他们开始赞美的时候
they began to sing.
他们开始唱歌了
What did they sing?
他们唱什么歌
I don't know what they sang.
我也不知道他们唱什么歌
But I'm beginning to believe that maybe they sang something like the Psalm 23.
我可以想象他们可能在唱这首歌诗篇二十三章
I want you to read together Psalm 23 and I want you to read 1 all the way through 6 in Chinese
那我请大家就是一起来就是念中文诗篇二十三章一到六节大声一点念出来好不好
And I don't want you just to read, just listen as other people read
我不要你听别人念
I'm telling you God's going to place something in your heart right now
我知道当你在念的时候神会安置一个激动的心在你心里面
Okay, so I want you to begin right now
所以我请大家大声的念念给自己的耳朵听大家一起来念
好
耶和华是我的牧人，我并不是缺乏。他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边。他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走一路。我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在。你的杖，你的竿都安慰我。在我敌人面前，你为我摆设筵席。你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，而且要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。阿门。
So you learn that you have to praise God through tears of stain that are stained with tears.
所以你也发现到你要来学习，不管生命多痛苦当中，你也要带着眼泪来赞美神。
You gotta praise God through the
suffering. 你必须要带着眼泪来赞美神，在痛苦当中你还是要赞美神。
You gotta praise God through the dark cloud.
就是在黑暗当中你还是要赞美神。
And then you gotta keep on praising.
然后在这你继续赞美，赞美，赞美到你的心起花起来。
Even when you don't feel like
热心起来，即便你不觉得想要赞美。
Do it anyway.
你还是要赞美。
You'll find the earth start to shake.
你会发现是这个整个世界会震动了。
The prison doors to your fear and your doubt.
那个恐惧的心跟那个你好像被那个监狱里面
swing open.
关着你那个心好像感觉在被监狱里面关着，那个也会被打开了。
You will be set.
你会得自由了，你的灵里面会得自由了。
You will be liberated.
你会得完全的自由了。
And so when you look at your life,
所以当你再次的观察你的生命，
and it seems like everything is out of control,
然后发现你的生命一切都好像很混乱，
and your passion is gone,
你的热心也不见，你的热情也不见，
and your dream is dying,
你的梦想也好像快死了。
It's time you start praising God.
那这个就是你的赞美的时候了。
It's time you begin to
你要大声的赞美
sing in your heart.
这个时候就是你要来敬拜赞美神。
It's time for you to make melody unto God.
那你要唱首美丽的歌对神。
Why?
为什么？
Because right in the midst of problems.
就是在这个问题，在问题的当中。
These praises help us to get the proper perspective.
那这个在这个问题的当中，在这个混淆的当中，就是你的赞美会帮助你那个扭曲的意念跟思想会对齐神。
We get our focus back.
那我们的专注，我们专注神也可以再回来。
We begin to praise God.
我们开始发觉，当我们赞美神的时候，我们整个都懂得对齐神
了。Our passion is renewed.
我们的热心跟热情也被恢复了。
Our dream is revived.
我们的梦想也回来了。
So you have to go.Back and accomplish the dreams that God placed in your life.
所以你要回到那个神安置第一个安置梦想在你的心里，你要回到那个梦想。
So no, I don't know what Paul was singing.
没错，我也不知道保罗唱什么歌。
I don't know what Silas was singing.
我也不知道希拉唱什么歌。
But I do know.
可是有一点我却知道。
That they had a song in their hearts.
他们在他们的心里有首歌。
I do know.
我知道。
That when they were singing,
当他们在敬拜的时候
oh, they were focused on Jesus.
他们专注在主耶稣。
I know that you,
我知道你
when you begin to sing,
当你开始敬拜的时候
everything starts to move out of the way.
一切都开始就是一些混淆的都被挪走了。
And you begin to realize,
你就开始发觉
that your God,
你的神
is special.
你的神是独特的。
And the praise comes out of your mouth.
你的生命就开始赞美神。
And you begin to think about this. Close your eyes for a minute.
你就开始眼睛闭起来。
The Lord is my shepherd.
主是我的牧者。就开始唱这首歌。
He goes before me.
主是我的牧者，他行在我面前。
Defender behind me.
前后保护我，我不惧怕。
I won't fear.
不惧怕。
I'm filled with anointing.
用油膏我。
My cup's overflowing.
我福杯满溢。
No weapon can harm me.
谁也不能伤害我。
I won't fear.
我不惧怕。
So I sing from my heart.
我的心要唱。
Hallelujah. I am not alone.
Hallelujah. 主与我同行。我不孤单。
Oh, I need you to come. Just close your eyes right now.My comfort, and He always holds me close.
主要安慰我，紧紧抓住我。
Yeah. Listen, He always guides me.
他总是引导我。
Through the mountains and valleys,
高山或低谷。
His joy is so refreshing.
他喜乐更新我。
He restores
麦索，
它使我灵苏醒。
Mercy and goodness，
怜悯和恩典。
It gives me assurance，
我有确据。
That I'll see your glory，
是的，主啊，你的荣耀。我为他们祷告，他们生命要得胜再得胜。我求你给他们得胜再得胜。
Father, I'm praying that you awaken them.
我求你警醒他们的灵，使他们的灵苏醒。
Father, let them understand that you've given them a dream.
主啊，让他们了解你安在他们里面有梦想。
And in that dream, you have given them something deep down inside of them.
这个梦想在他们心深之处。
That they have to be motivated to do.
他们是必须被激发起来，要来成就。
They have to be ambitious to accomplish it.
他们必须要有热心热情，要来成就。
Oh, Father, then you've given them passion.
主啊，你要给他们热心热情，要来成就。
That you just have to get it done.
主啊，他们要知道，他们必要看他们的梦想成就。
And Father, when they run into the difficulties.
主啊，每当他们碰到一些困难。
Let them praise you.
主啊，让他们赞美你。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm not alone.He's my comfort.
是的，他就是我的安慰。
And he always,
他永远
holds me close.
紧紧抓住我，紧紧抓住我。
Lord, I want to say this again.
是的，主啊，我要再次的
说。Hallelujah,
Hallelujah.
I'm not alone.
我不孤单。
He's right there with me.
他与我同行。
He's my comfort，
主安慰我。
And he always，
你紧紧抓住我。
Hold me，
紧紧抓住我，紧紧抓住我。
Oh Father, I'm asking right now。
阿爸天父，我要求你。
Father, be a deliverer to them right now。
主啊，在他们的位置里。使他们得释放。
Oh, Father, I'm asking that you bring that peace into them now.
主啊，求你的平安掌管他们的思想。
No matter what they're going through.
无论他们经历任何事。
That they have the victory.
他们必定得胜。
All they have to do is just to wake up to God.
他们要醒来。
And realize that they have a purpose in life.
他们要苏醒，知道他们的生命是有目的的。
You place the dream in their heart.
你安梦想在他们的心里。
Stir up their passion.
激动，激动他们的热情。
Stir them up, dear God.
激动他们的热情跟他们的。
Stir them up, dear God.
激动他们的热心热情。
Give them their praise back.
给他们赞美，恢复他们的赞美，恢复他们的赞美。
For they will be where you want them to be.
因为他们将成就你要他们成就的。
They will accomplish what you have.
他们必须成就你的命定。
They will be mighty in the kingdom.
他们要在神你的国度里成为大能的勇士。
So, Father, we thank you for this
天父，我们感谢你这一个会议。
It's time to come back to my family here, dear.
谢谢你允许我们回到我们的孩子、我们的家人面前，再次的提醒他们的身份。
So we give you the praise and glory.
我们给你所有的赞美跟荣耀。
And we ask that you continue to bless them.
求你继续祝福他们。
Let your blessing just flow down upon them.
求你祝福，继续浇灌，浇灌在他们当中。
And have your way in their lives.
掌管他们。
In Jesus' name,
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.